Anyway, I'll seek to be brief. The word just opens up, doesn't it? But I want to come to these words. Verse 43, the psalmist ends with the words, "Whosoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord." Whosoever is wise will observe these things and understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Now, time prevents me from going into much detail, but you heard the psalm. You can read it again at your leisure. But I do want to encourage us to be mature in our understanding of the word and to take stock honestly. I call myself to account. People will have their views of who I am, what I am, what they think I am, believers, unbelievers, people I've met, some who might say to my horror, and they'd see me and think the reason they turn their back and won't join in that refrain, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Others, though, may look on and say they see there's something, there is that something. They've seen it in life, they've heard it in lip, and they notice something that speaks of God, speaks of something beyond in the ways of life. And so this little psalm brings us in thankfulness as we take stock honestly, I would encourage. That refrain, verse 1 begins us, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever." And then the repeat in verse 8, 15, 21, and 31. "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Do you not see an adoring soul there, beholding our God? Do you not see an ache in the heart as well as we look out? Do you not see an active God at work throughout this psalm? And do you not see active faith as he's working in and through various groups? And I see hope in those groups. I see wonderful scientific words like "then" and "so" and "for" that link all these things together, connecting the sovereign power of God, his graciousness, lovingly working amongst men. It's remarkable. We see the redeemed of the Lord. I just mentioned briefly these groups. The redeemed of the Lord. Those who've wandered. Sin is sin. Hungry, thirsty, soul fainting. This is the redeemed of the Lord. Isn't it possible to wander, to drift? But verse 6, what an encouragement as we come to prayer. "Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and then he delivers, he led." Verse 11, we pick up rebels. Verses 10 to 12 describes how they're brought low. Then, I love that word, then they cry. What does it take to teach us to truly cry to the Lord? Verse 13, in their trouble. 13 and 14, he hears, he delivers. We see the neglect of the word figuring in some of these things as well. The neglect of God's ways and his word. And then we see more bluntly, verse 17, fools, because of their transgression. The folly that we saw in that hymn, because of their iniquities. Again, sin is sin. Respectable sins, gross sins, don't we categorize? Sin is sin. Fools. Then they cried out in their trouble. There's hope for a fool. There's hope for me. There's hope for the redeemed. There's hope for rebels. Then we see mariners, verse 23 and on. The sea. Have you ever been terrified at sea? I have. In a force 9 in the Bristol Channel, wondering, would we ever see land again? Well, I did. But it was an experience I'll never forget. And I understand those words their soul melts because of trouble, reeling to and fro, staggering like a drunken man, at their wit's end. Can't that represent all manner of the turmoil and storms of life, though? What manner of things can be brought across our paths that we might learn, be taught to cry, learn to trust? Sometimes as he enables us to carry, I'm looking forward to getting into a book on the grace of lament, dark clouds and deep mercy, one of my Christmas presents, alongside some old books that I long to make time for. But don't we learn to cast all our cares on him, for he cares for us in situations. We learn of judgments for the wickedness. We learn of God's power. We learn of his mercy. He sets the poor on high, far from affliction. Aren't there times that you cry to him, longing to be feeling you're set on high, and yet maybe you're being carried more than you ever could realize as others look on? Isn't it wonderful when others, maybe who would have taken no note when things were good, look on and see that peace which passes all understanding that the Lord can give. And verse 42, I love these words. Verse 42, all iniquity stops its mouth. We've seen so many things stop. So many of the idols of this world have been stopped in their tracks. And we see things closed that we never thought would be closed. But to see all iniquity stopping its mouth, oh, that God would work. Does that not give us something to cry that refrain? Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Are you united in a relationship of union with Christ? Are you reconciled, truly repenting of sin? There are times when the Lord draws our attention to things that have not been right. There are times when by his grace we're brought to repent and know that sweetness of reconciliation, maybe even with fellow believers and with the Lord himself. Are you redeemed? Are you walking with God the narrow way? I ask myself these questions. There's hope for the redeemed. There's hope for the longing soul. There's hope for rebels. There's hope for fools. There's hope in the storms of life. There's hope, but there's also a challenge. Isn't it folly if we pray for wisdom and deliverance, if we're ignoring his word, if we're defying his word? May the Lord use his word as a lamp to guide our feet and a light to our path. Is he not enough? Do you not know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? We're not called to be whitened sepulchres. In the final analysis, what others think of you, what they think of me, is not what counts. Don't you want to hear, as I read recently in a wonderful book on faithful leaders by Rico Tice, those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Take stock. Isn't it good that we take stock? Be still. The word is complete. God wouldn't have us to be just locked away and never engaging in anything. Take stock. Assurance resting in his goodness and mercy. We can look back to the past with thankfulness. We look forward in his promises. And now we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that it's he who works in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. Isn't there a wonderful unity in the word? Bible intake. Have you planned your Bible intake for the coming year? To fail to plan is to plan to fail, I have heard said. And there are some things it's very helpful. I've found myself great blessing when I've come to a plan that works for me as a basis, knowing his word. What a help when this lamp is shone. And then communion. I've given you an ABC, really, the assurance resting in his goodness and his salvation. Bible intake, B. And then C, communion with him, trustfully praying, walking with him in the light of his word. He has redeemed unto himself a peculiar people. May we be zealous of those good works to praise him together in our words, but also in our life, in salt and light. Lloyd Jones, in I've just started to read Spiritual Depression, speaks about miserable Christians and how bizarre that is. Of course, life causes times when we're not going to be bouncing and singing. And yet, isn't there a wonder in the Word of God that meets our every need when he brings us through the storms of this life, through the joys of this life, walking with him in the light of his word? I wonder if we could just sing, perhaps just to, before we, perhaps if I can ask a couple of people to pray, and then we will divide into groups. If we could just sing the first verse of hymn 481, as conscious that I don't want the time to run away with us. 481. And then, Andrew, would you come and pray? And then perhaps if I can also ask Michael as he's seated conveniently, and then we can divide into groups. Okay? 481. If you can just sing the first verse, I'd love to sing it all, but let's save some time. 481.